This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Governor Sununu has released long-awaited guidance from the state on how to safely reopen schools this fall. He says New Hampshire schools should open for in-person instruction, but districts have flexibility to reopen based on local conditions. He outlines other guidelines in a 54-page document. NHPR's education reporter Sarah Gibson has been reading it, and she joins us now to talk about that. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Rick.
Okay, give us the breakdown. How is the state recommending school districts go about reopening this fall?
Well, it makes barely any mandates. It's really leaving it up to districts to make final decisions, but there are strong recommendations from the state that includes daily screenings, which would be potentially at home for students, likely at school for staff before the beginning of the school day. In terms of masks, it strongly encourages masks for teachers. It requires masks for outside visitors coming into the building. However, it does not require masks for students. The state is also telling districts they need to have three different plans, one for in-person instruction, one for a kind of hybrid model, say, you know, half the day at home, half the day in school, or maybe, you know, 1 week off, 1 week on. And then an option, of course, for going totally remote again should infections rise. And then there are a bunch of other ideas, including assigned seats and social distancing of at least 3 feet when possible, increased cleaning on the buses as well as in the school, and updated air filters and HVAC systems and other things like that to ensure that air circulation is as best as it can be should students return to school.
All right, lots of questions there, Sarah. Sununu leaving it up to local officials to make the final call. These are just recommendations. How much of the burden is still on school districts to figure out the logistics on their own? Could a school decide, you know, for example, look, we're just going to have to stay remote?
They sure could. I mean, the governor made that very clear yesterday that the goal of this document is for it to be flexible. So if a district decides that it makes more sense to go remote, you know, the state could support that. This is really about local control, Rick, and we are a state where the local decisions of superintendents and school boards, as well as local funding, are kind of what drive a lot of school decisions. So, you know, we see that in this document. And to be clear, a lot of districts, all that I've talked to, have already been in the planning stages for this for a while. They have not waited on this guidance document, in part because they suspected it would probably be pretty flexible. So I spoke to David Backler. He's the superintendent in Gorham, up in Coos County, which has very few infections. He really welcomed the flexibility of this document because their plan is to go ahead and open in the fall, and this allows them to do so with some guidance. And, you know, he admitted there is going to be a risk when you open. Here's what he said.
You can't guarantee that nothing is going to happen. Just like I can't guarantee that no one will get the flu. I can't guarantee that no one will get head lice. You know, you can't guarantee those things, but you can look at the science and say, these numbers are low enough in our area that it's not a significant risk.
So it's not a significant risk now, he says, but if it does become one because numbers increase in Coos County, they do have a plan already to go remote.
And of course, things could be very different in the southern part of the state, in Rockingham County, for instance. We've been waiting for this guidance for a while, Sarah. What kind of reaction is it getting now?
It's getting a mixed reaction, I would say. I mean, on social media, there are some parents who are really relieved that their districts have been told you can go ahead and open. You know, it means they can get back to work. Things can kind of return to normal. Other parents are pretty nervous. I just saw on Facebook a bunch of people saying, this will allow districts to cut corners. How can I trust my district to actually do what's safest? I might have to think about homeschooling my kid or finding other options for them to stay remote because I don't feel comfortable sending them back in with this kind of leniency from the state. And of course, this question of school reopening is really political. I mean, in the national context, President Trump has really been pushing for schools to reopen and, in fact, threatening to deny funding to schools should they stay closed. So, you know, we see that play out here. Democrats are saying this guidance lacks leadership and clarity. Republicans saying it offers a really good balance of, you know, public health guidance plus honoring the tradition of local control in New Hampshire. the largest teachers union in New Hampshire, the NEA, says this guidance is not enough. They say that no student or educator should be allowed back into any school building if the school district has not designed or implemented classroom, bus, and hallway layouts that accommodate 6 feet of distancing. That's a quote. And you'll see if you read the document, it's actually 3 feet of distancing that's being recommended if possible. So it looks like it's going to be a real fight between the teachers union and the state over this.
Yeah, obviously recommendations for most health experts are 6 feet or more.
Yeah, although the WHO has said that there's evidence that 3 feet can actually do a lot to reduce the spread of the virus. So there is some scientific evidence that the state is relying on for that 3 feet rather than six.
Okay. Sarah, what would school districts do if teachers just refused to come in?
That's a great question. And that question was asked of Governor Sununu yesterday. And again, he says it's up to districts. But there is certainly an expectation that some teachers, particularly older teachers or teachers who are high risk or perhaps who have kids at home or relatives at home who are high risk, they'll have to stay home and they'll have to figure out a way to teach remotely.
It's already mid-July, too. I mean, what other questions do districts have to answer before they can get things going next month?
Oh, the list of questions is long. I mean, there's a question of cost, of course. There's PPE that needs to be purchased. There's professional training for teachers. Should schools be remote? There's also this big question of transportation. Say the buses need to bring kids to school because schools are open but are operating at half capacity. That means that the school bus routes could be doubled with, you know, just 10 kids on the bus rather than 30. And that's going to cost a lot more money. There's also some hires that need to happen. I've spoken to districts who say we are going to have a lot more substitutes this year, a lot more nurses this year, a lot more bus drivers this year. And then there's, you know, this question that you alluded to about teachers not feeling safe coming back, but there's also students not feeling safe coming back. Districts I've spoken to are surveying their families as well as their teachers to figure out, you know, what percentage of students and teachers are not going to be able to come back. And they've been told by the state they really are going to have to figure out a remote option for that population. So, you know, I think likely in early August, we're going to see different plans being solidified by different districts. And it's going to look really different across the state, depending, again, on local conditions and what the districts decide is safest and they can afford.
So as parents keep asking us, what's school going to look like in the fall? The short answer is it depends.
Exactly.
NHPR's Sarah Gibson, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can always hear more of our education and coronavirus coverage at nhpr.org. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.